here are the ingredients.
Happy Kwanzaa, it's a celebration. Kwanzaa, pour your libation. Kwanzaa, the ancestors smiling down.
Kwanzaa, what you gonna do? Spending with my family, chill with the crew. We gon' share gifts, you don't have to spend loot. We celebrate culture, our African roots.
Happy Kwanzaa.
All right.
Together there is so much we can do.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Come on everybody and show your pride. And do the Kwanzaa slide. 7 is the magic number. Yes, Kwanzaa time.
Kwanzaa. Yeah, Kwanzaa. Celebrate Kwanzaa. All praises to the Creator.
The heart of Bristol. Keep on moving. You're listening to Ujima 98 FM.
Hi, I'm Meg Cox and I'm a sustainable fashion stylist and runway event organiser.
And I'm Mary Miner, a singer, songwriter and performer. And you're listening to the Persona Power podcast.
The Persona Power podcast is about using sustainable fashion and self-care as tools to step into your confidence, protect your mental health and strengthen your identity.
Because when you know who you are, you can thrive anywhere, on stage, online, and in everyday life.
Hello, and welcome to the Persona Power podcast with myself, Meg Cox.
And me, Mary Miner.
And we've come in today. We weren't around last week, so we're just kind of catching up again and catching up on how we're both feeling. How are you feeling, Mary?
Oh, a bit subdued.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been ill. I've had like the proper lurgy.
No. Oh, it's been catching us, isn't it?
Yeah, do you know what? There's so many different viruses flying around now. It's just insane how much there is that you could catch these days.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I've just had a cold for a while now.
Uh-huh.
And it'll go and then it'll come back again. And I'm like, give me a break. Like, let me be healthy for a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I have had a nasty stomach thing as well as a cold. Like, it started off as a cold. And then by that evening, it turned into this stomach thing. And I couldn't hold any food down for like 48 hours. And I couldn't even hold water down for 24 hours, which was awful. Because I was like struggling to hydrate myself. And then eventually like that illness wore off and I was still left with this like horrible hacking cough.
No.
I'm so resentful.
But you're feeling better now, aren't we?
I'm getting there, yeah. I'm definitely on the mend. I'm definitely, like, on the right side of better now. But, you know, like, it's that time of year where you just sort of feel like you've got to take it slow, you've got to take it easy, because you think you're better and then it gets you again.
Yeah, it's a challenge this time of year, I think, because it's quite dark outside as well. It's quite, and it affects our vitamin D levels, and that affects our immune system. So it's just hard to recover from stuff. I think it just takes a while.
Yeah, and so I thought, like, obviously with, like, being ill, I just thought, what am I going to bring today? Because I haven't been thinking about this at all. I've been thinking about just getting better and how am I going to cope with Christmas. But then I thought, well, actually, it's interesting, isn't it? Like, how do we pull ourselves out of it when we've been going through, like, something that knocks us down? Like, winter itself could knock us down, can't it?
Absolutely, yeah, because a lot of people are affected by seasonal affective depression, right? Sad.
Yeah.
And I definitely feel that. Like, I'm a spring summer baby. I like the warmth.
Me
I can't
too.
Deal with the cold. I can't deal with the dark days and nights. Like, I turn up to work and it's just getting light, and then I go home in the dark, and I struggle with it a lot.
Yeah, I find it really, really weird and really hard. And I'm just moving the mic round because I was wondering why I sounded all echoey. And now I understand. The mic was round the wrong way.
We can hear you now.
Yeah, so I'm just, trying to move it. it's in a funny direction. it can really get us down, can't it? And it's like trying to get up in the morning, like, I don't know, I set my alarm this morning for 8 and it was just still pitch black outside.
Yeah, yeah. Although the sunrise was quite pretty this morning.
Yeah.
There isn't there the saying, red sky at night, Shepherd's Delight, and then red sky in the morning, Shepherd's Warning. So this morning I woke up and it was really beautiful, and I was like, oh, does this mean I need to take my raincoat with me today?
Yeah, it did start spitting when I was on the way here this morning. But it is a real challenge for lots of people, because we have to sort of push through, don't we? We have to find our, I don't know, judge. We have to find something within us that can kind of get us through these dark days, don't we?
Yeah. Do you have any suggestions? How do you get through them?
Well, lately, how I've been coping with winter is by wearing my colourful purple coat, mm-hmm. and I've got this crochet scarf that I bought, and it's kind of pink. It's got purple, it's got blue, it's got bright yellow, turquoise, green. That kind of gives me a little bit of a feeling of magic. Like, I don't have to try too hard in the morning to get dressed, but just to throw something on that's really bright and colourful can kind of give me that lift, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree. I think as soon as autumn and winter hits, a lot of our wardrobes turn like dark colours, your autumnal colours, but it doesn't mean that you can't bring out the colour. I think it's super important to bring out the colour in the winter. And I'm very similar to you, although today I am not colourful. Today, this morning, I was really struggling to get out of bed and just get up today, so I just threw on my cosy stuff. And that was my way of dealing with it today. Usually I would put on lots of colour, but I just didn't even have the energy for that. My main goal was just to get here this morning. So no matter what I've picked up, I'm here, and that is success to me.
Yeah, but she is kind of fibbing to you, because like, even though she's wearing all black, she's got these amazing pink shades on.
Yeah,
and little pink earrings, and they kind of all matches with the lipstick as well. So actually, she's actually doing this by the colour.
you called me out then. I do have a tiny bit of colour, and I think the glasses are they're almost like my little mask on today.
Yeah,
I couldn't be bothered with makeup, so I've got a little bit of lipstick and my glasses, and that's my like little mask for today.
Yeah,
I'm not going to bother with any other makeup, and earrings are quite an easy way to jazz up your outfit as well.
Definitely.
I've got some little pink nutcracker earrings on right now.
They're very cute. Very, very cute.
I got them from Bath Market last week, and they bring me joy. Sometimes it's about the little things that you're wearing.
It can make a massive difference. Like, you know, just one colourful scarf can just kind of transform the way I feel, because otherwise I am also just in black. You know, well, I've got dark blue jeans on and like a black jumper. But actually in the winter sometimes, especially when I'm dragging myself out of bed and I can't even think about what I'm going to wear. It's just, you know, like I will just grab the jeans and the plain jumper, just because I know that I can just pull it on and feel okay.
Yeah.
And then just, you know, put something colourful on top and... it does do something.
I love your hat though. You've got a very cute little flapper hat going on.
Oh, thanks. Oh, yeah, I like this hat. Yeah, it does come out once or twice a year.
Yeah, it's cute. Sometimes, yes, like, I feel like sometimes I can get really like wrapped up in like an outfit and a look, and it means I don't leave the house on time. You know, it then kind of domino affects my day. Whereas when I'm not feeling great, I just try and make sure that I'm just up, dressed, put my little earrings on, and then I'm out the door, and it's way easier for me to just get up and out. Because for a while, before I was coming into my shop here in Sparks, I would find it difficult just to get up and go before midday. Like, I found the whole, like, getting up and getting dressed and, you know, having my coffee, and I found that whole process really hard to do.
Yeah, it is.
And after a while, I just thought, like, what am I doing? Just, like, get up, get out. No matter what you're wearing, put on your cool earrings and you can do it. Yeah. Like, sometimes I just overcomplicate everything in my mind.
Yeah, I mean, it's easily done, isn't it? It does feel like such a massive feat to kind of get yourself up, get yourself dressed and get yourself out the door. And that's even, like, if I'm trying to get out in the afternoon, you know, normally when I'm working from home, trying to get out of the house, I quite often I will wake up and I will just... do the whole day in my pyjamas, and then I'll suddenly realise that I need to go out for something, and then trying to get myself ready to get out of the house, like yesterday I had to go to the post office. It was just such a big deal, you know.
Yeah.
And this time of year I'm like, oh my goodness, I've got to try and get out before dark.
Yeah.
But as soon as it gets to 4 o'clock, it's like dark again moment, isn't it?
When it starts getting dark at 3, I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Like, where is the day?
Yeah. And, you know, I kind of think back to, because I think this is something that we all have to do. And I'm just kind of thinking back to, you know, 2020, the first sort of lockdown, and then us trying to kind of get ourselves back to normal afterwards. Mm. That was quite a big deal for me. I don't know about you.
Yeah, it really was. I experienced a lot of depression during that time. And, but it was when I actually started... my business was during that time, because I myself was finding it, I had no confidence. I had no like opportunity to go out and, you know, see friends or put on a cool outfit or like just general life stuff. And that's when I started sending outfits to my friends and family. And then after, it just meant that you were able to have that joy of trying on a new thing, even just from inside your home. But then after lockdown lifted and we were able to go out and about, and noticed a lot of people had developed social anxiety,
yeah,
or a lot of women were going through late diagnosis of neurodivergence, and the whole like being out and about after being, you know, in isolation for so long was quite scary.
It was scary, yeah. I remember one of the first times I went out, I'd arranged to meet my friend at the pub. And I remember turning up at the pub and just kind of like hanging back outside, feeling afraid to go in because I felt so anxious. And it's natural why we would feel that anxious, because, you know, we had been told it's not safe to go and mingle with other people. And that had been so reinforced inside our minds that then, you know, to then go and introduce ourselves back into the world, you know, all of our like fear signals would have been triggered from that, you know. So naturally, many of us became socially anxious. And I remember just kind of hanging back outside and thinking, oh my God. Aww. And I had to text my friend just to see if he was there, because I didn't feel confident enough to walk in. And then eventually I walked in, sat down, and there was a couple of other guys that I'd never met before sat beside me, and I just had to say, oh my goodness, I'm feeling so anxious.
Oh.
And they both turned around and said, yeah, we are too.
Yeah.
It was just a real sort of natural response to everything that we'd recently been through. And I, at that point, I really had to find that confidence within myself. And so I enrolled in a confidence course run by the Rebel Girls Club, and started going to that once a week. And that actually really helped, because it kind of got me interacting with different people and trying different things out and trying different activities out. And it just kind of really taught me the importance of like pushing through when you're feeling anxious and when you're feeling like you can't mix and mingle. I think that those are the times that we kind of need to push through our comfort zone if we can, and actually try to overcome that, because there's nothing that's more depression inducing than sitting indoors on your own, like as I've discovered this last week, because I've been so ill and just not really seeing that many people. Mm. And just, you know, even just after a week, I started feeling so lonely and so low, and was spending a lot of my time just like doom scrolling on social media and then just like lamenting about the state of the world. And, you know, to actually come out the other side of that, even though it's only a week, has actually been quite an effort. Like even this morning I was like, oh, maybe I just don't need to go and do the podcast today. You know, I'm glad I'm here now. But there was that resistance, you know?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. It's good that there was the confidence course out there when...
I know.
When lockdown lifted. So that's when I started doing my after-hours styling parties for small groups of people, because it was a way to get people back into shops and back into shopping and feeling good in themselves and finding new outfits, because everybody changed and adapted during lockdown, and we all needed to figure out a way of evolving to that new version of ourselves.
Yeah.
So that's how I managed that, was I kind of put all of my energy into providing a safe space for people to do that with small groups of people.
Yeah.
And that's how, like, I threw myself back into it.
Yeah.
Because I think if I didn't have that channel for my energy, I don't know what I would have done. But it is all about just taking that courage to just go out and do it.
Yeah.
It can be really easy to just sit and hermit, like, I'm a terrible culprit for just loving my own solitude, but then I find it difficult to acknowledge and know when it's time to come back out again.
Yeah.
I would happily just sit at home and not see anybody for days on end and then wonder why I'm feeling really sad.
Yeah, I know. And I've kind of had that as well, that kind of sense of, I don't want to go out now. I've been ill. I don't want to do anything. All I want to do is hermit. But I also know that that's really not good for me. And, yeah.
Yeah, it's just about looking to how you can channel that and what you can go and focus on. Like you said, with the confidence course, or maybe just, like, speaking to your mate and being like, yo, do you want to go for a coffee? Yeah. Just like take little baby steps, or just throw yourself into something. But it's really important to acknowledge when you're feeling low and really know when you need people around you.
Yeah.
Because people are healing, especially like your friends and your loved ones around you. It's really important to stay communicating with them.
Yeah, pick up the phone if you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. It's kind of making me think, because on Sunday, I really had to push past my comfort zone and make myself go out, because I had tickets to, well, so Dennis Rollins was in town. He's an amazing trombone player, and he did a concert on Sunday at a tobacco factory. And I had tickets to, because he did a masterclass as well earlier in the day. So I had tickets to the masterclass, and then I had tickets to the performance. And I didn't realise, but if you were part of the masterclass, he basically taught us all a song, and then we had to perform it.
No way.
Yeah. So, and I was feeling proper ill that morning.
No.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, do I really want to go? And I was like, well, I really don't want to waste this ticket and this amazing opportunity to go and learn from, you know, a master jazz player. I went along. And I felt completely out of my comfort zone. Like, I just, because I turned up to this workshop, I was the only person who was a singer. There was just loads of horn players. It was like a room full of mostly horn players. Wow. There was a double bass player and a guitarist as well, and a flute player, and, you know, there were some other instruments there as well. But I was the only singer, and honestly, I just felt like a fish out of water. I've spent most of the workshop just feeling very uncomfortable and very like, oh, I don't belong here, you know. But Dennis Rollins was amazing. He kind of got me out of my shell. He got me doing some singing, got me doing some soloing, and then basically I'd been so ill, I basically went home after that, and I just went back to bed. I literally went back to bed, and then I woke up a couple of hours later thinking, oh no, now I've got to get up and go to the concert, and I'm really not feeling it. I was really feeling ill, but I managed to drag myself there to the concert, and Dennis came up to me and he was like, are you ready? And I was like, I don't know, should I get up? And he was like, yeah, of course you should. And I was like thinking, oh no, this is gonna be terrible. because I've been so ill, I'd hardly really had a chance to think about the song or practice or anything, you know. And so from my perspective, I didn't feel like I was in good voice at all. But he got me up and I performed, I did the song, and then it was nice because quite a lot of people came up to me afterwards and said that they really liked my voice. Aww. And they really enjoyed it. And so I was like, okay, that was for other people in a way, because like people did enjoy the fact that I got up and sang, even though like I wasn't feeling it. It was like, but I was feeling the music. because he was playing kind of like calypso, reggae, ska, and it was just sunshine vibes. Aww. And even though it was really cold outside, it was like it was tropical in the Tobacco Factory loft the other night. That was on Sunday night. Dennis Rollins was amazing, I have to say. He was very, very, very impressive. And I had a wonderful time. So, you know, so it is good to push out of your comfort zone. And even though I went back home feeling rotten and I went back to bed because of being ill, I still had a wonderful time.
Yeah, so. Well, that's the main thing, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, the people around you can help. Like, he was encouraging you, and the people after coming and appreciating you. And sometimes you've got to release yourself of the perfectionism as well. And just accept that you're there and that's enough.
Yeah.
You know, just go. And if you enjoy it, that's also a bonus. And if other people enjoy it too, that's another bonus.
Yeah.
You know, we can't... like, let ourselves dwell in the things that aren't perfect just because you're not feeling well, just because of this, just because of that. Like, just go and do it, and if you enjoy it, great.
Yeah. And I feel like I made friends that night as well, you know.
It was great,
and it was such a shame because my friend was actually playing keys with Dennis, and so I'd sort of gone up to him at the end to just say, hey, that was amazing, you know, wanted to go up to all the other players as well, and some of the musicians actually wanted to hang out, and they were like, what's going on, you know, what should we do, like, let's all hang out. And I was like, really sorry, but I can't do it, I'm just not well. So frustrating, honestly, so frustrating. But to be honest, I did need to go to bed, but
yeah,
you know, but it is nice because, like, you know, Dennis was saying at the end, he was saying, oh, you know, I'll come back next year and we'll do it all again. So I'm like, okay, next time I'm not going to be ill.
Yeah.
Next time I'll probably, like, sing, you know, I mean, I'm being so hard on myself because from my perspective, I did not sing well. But obviously people enjoyed it, so what does it matter?
Exactly. You exactly. Know? Yeah, we've just got to go for it sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, there's no point in just sitting and dwelling and making ourselves feel worse about it. Yes, there's sometimes then it's good to have your rest, but in times like that, it's such a rare opportunity to do it.
Yeah.
And I bet you're appreciative that you did get up and you did do it, and, you know, you haven't dwelled in the fact that it wasn't perfect. Like, it sounds like you got so much value from that and just getting up and doing it.
Absolutely. And I've realised something else, that purple is my secret weapon. Honestly.
Yeah.
I don't think I've told you about this. I can't remember if I told you. I may have told you. But do you remember I bought that purple hat from you?
Yes.
I was in Meg's store one day and I bought this amazing purple Angora hat.
Oh, it's so cool.
It's so cool. And one night I was going out for the evening. I was going out to eat at a restaurant and then going to a gig. And I wore a purple jumper with the matching purple hat, and then I wore this maroon coat that my stepmom had given me over the top, so it was like a real purple ensemble. And I walked into the restaurant, trying to remember which restaurant it was, it will come to me, and I walked into the restaurant and the manager was just so thrilled with my look.
Yay.
That she just was like, right, free drinks for these guys.
Oh,
yeah.
That's amazing.
I know. And word had sort of spread around the restaurant as well, because, like, so the staff were coming over and going, are you the purple lady? And do you know what? When I went out on Sunday as well, I was wearing this purple coat that I bought recently. And you know, one of my, like, nice crochet purple scarves, and, like, I've just got so many compliments.
Oh, and that's a confidence booster just in general, isn't it?
It's a confidence booster, and it's also a conversation starter.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, you know, if you're one of those people that, you know, you don't find it easy to make conversation, if you wear something bold, then you don't have to approach people, they approach you.
Yeah, it's so true. It's such a opportunity to, like, I don't know, mix into social situations.
Yeah.
I've done exactly the same thing, and it's something that you know, I've built my confidence through is just outfits.
Yeah.
Like when you, it's almost like it can trick you into feeling better. It can trick you into being more social.
It can.
And it's such a life hack. Like with purple, it is something that resonates with you. It helps you feel confident. Like for me, just bright colours in general. It's such a conversation starter. It boosts your confidence. It boosts your like dopamine and your happiness.
Yeah.
And for me, I feel most confident most myself in colourful things.
Yeah.
So it's what I identify with. So all of a sudden I've got an outfit on that resonates with me and showcases who I am.
Yeah.
Without me having to do anything.
Yeah,
it's so easy to do, and I think it could be in the smallest like thing as well. So like today, with like my earrings and your scarf, yeah. It's just an easy thing to quickly put on, and it allows you to resonate with yourself without having to, you know, spend a half an hour trying to figure out what outfit to wear and this, that. Sometimes I love doing that, but this morning I just couldn't do it.
Well, when you're dragging yourself out of bed and it's like you're going against nature, isn't it? When it's like you're forcing yourself up and it's dark and you're just, your instinct is just to hibernate, and it's like, whoa, you know?
Yeah, but you can also use colour psychologically as well.
Yeah.
So if you, you know, if you need to be super upbeat, if you need, maybe you're doing something at work that requires you to be really on it, or, you know, if you're going to see a big group of people and you're feeling a bit anxious about it, like, bring out the yellows, bring out something that's really vibrant and it makes you feel happy, makes you feel, like, seen as well. Whereas if you're feeling maybe a bit low or a little bit apathetic at that time, sometimes blues are really good because it's a really calming colour. It allows you to really lean into that, like, lean into yourself in a way.
Yeah.
Like, I also love oranges. Orange and pink, like, I think it's supposedly a colour clash, but I quite enjoy it. I feel like they both are just, like, super bright and vibrant and, like, loving colours as well. Like,
they do go well together.
Yeah, and green is also supposed... It's supposed to help you feel calm as well. So it's sometimes you've just got to lean into how you're feeling and really like allow the clothing to talk with how you're and communicate how you're feeling at that time.
Absolutely. And I've really gone for yellow this year, this winter.
That yellow coat that you've got is amazing.
Oh my goodness. I love that coat, but I also just love yellow.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just one of my favorite colors, and I just think it just brings the sunshine vibes.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's quite interesting because a lot of my styling clients resonate a lot with yellow, but they feel like they can't wear it.
Yeah.
And I think there's like this fashion myth where, you know, yellow can clash with certain skin tones, or it's really hard to style with certain things. And I think it's all a load of rubbish.
Yeah.
Like, I think you can wear any colour at any time. I don't think that one person is not allowed to wear a certain colour because of their skin tone or because of their hair colour or eye colour. I think it's really silly.
Yeah.
It just puts us in a box. Whereas what you can do is try and bring in those colours in small ways initially. Like, if you've never worn yellow before, wear like a yellow headband, wear a yellow bag, wear even yellow socks. It could start there. And then all of a sudden it allows your eyes to adjust to wearing that colour. And then all of a sudden you'd be wearing a big yellow coat like Mary does.
Sneak that yellow in, honestly.
Yeah,
sneak it in any which way you can. It's worth it.
Yeah, definitely. If it makes you happy, you should do it nonetheless.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you know what? I don't wear enough orange. I'm going to make it my mission to get some orange next.
Yeah, I like that. Orange is great.
Although I do have a fabulous orange and pink dress that I brought from one of your runways from Smartworks.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of striped, but it kind of, weirdly, it just looks like one colour.
Yeah.
Even though it's a striped dress, it's weird, but it is orange and pink. But yeah, so I do have some orange in my wardrobe, but actually I don't have that much orange. It's one colour that's actually lacking.
Oh, it's such a great colour. I love it. It's like a beautiful combination of like the pinks and the like the loving colours, but also yellow, which is really creative.
Yeah.
So it's like a beautiful mix of both of them. And it's one of my favourite colours. It's what I've also coloured my branding is all orange. And I feel like it communicates, you know, the passion and the fun in creativity. It's such a creative colour, isn't it?
It's amazing. Guys, we are up to time, but we will be back just after the news with more of this interesting subject.
Yay!
We'll see you soon.
Bye.
You're listening to the Persona Power podcast with Mary Miner
and Meg Cox. This is a podcast about identity, personal style,
also self-care and mental well-being as armour for both online and offline life.
Tune in on Tuesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on Ujima Radio 98 FM.
Welcome back to the Persona Power podcast with me, Mary Miner.
And me, Meg Cox.
I've got an identity crisis. One week I'm Mary Miner, the next week I'm Mary Miner. Because last week I was like, well, Miner doesn't sound right anymore, so now it's Miner. And then I listened back and I was like, no, Miner doesn't sound right. So I'm back to Miner.
I like it. You've got to flow with it sometimes.
I know, yeah.
I think that's a good point, actually, is that, you know, our identity evolves constantly.
It does, yeah. It really does.
And we've got to just roll with it sometimes. Don't resist it.
Yeah. I mean, today we've been talking about, like, pushing through mm-hmm. when it feels difficult. And I feel like creating different personas is kind of almost like putting on a different skin for the day. It's like, you know, maybe if I wear this today, mm-hmm. it could make me feel a little bit more than I was feeling.
Yeah, it's like an armour, isn't it?
It's like an armour, that's mm-hmm. exactly what it is. Yeah,
like being able to be in tune with how you're feeling at that time and then match how you're feeling with either an outfit or with even like music. Like yeah. I find that some days I just need like some upbeat music to really get me up and out. But then other times when I'm feeling a bit low, sometimes I've just got to listen to like chill music just to match me.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Sometimes putting on a good song can really put me in the mood. Mm-hmm. It can really pull me out of my shell and make me feel different. Because I think we need these little hacks sometimes just to transform ourselves, to get ourselves like mentally ready for the things that we have to do, like going to work or going to an interview or, mm-hmm. or being on the radio in our case.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes you just gotta maybe put some time into listening to the things that you enjoy, listening to the things that nourish your soul, and then those are your tools that you can reach to when you're not feeling too great. So music, fashion, like creative art, music. Like, did I just say music?
You said music. But that's because music's so extra important.
Yeah.
Talking of music, I've got a song coming out on. Well, this is, you heard it here first, on Christmas Day.
Christmas Day! Yeah. I love that. Amazing.
I know. It was weird because, like, this song, I mean, you've heard me talk about it before, but it's been such an emotional song. And I just thought, I kind of just need to release it now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been holding on to it for so long. And I just thought, what's the best way to do it? And I thought, well, let's not make a massive fanfare. Let me just quietly drop it on Christmas Day as a gift to the people that have supported me with mm-hmm. my music, you know.
Nice.
It's about time I let it go. But it's like it's been an emotional release, and it's funny because I sent the song off to the distributor, and then literally like a few days later got ill, and so I'm kind of having to like dig deep now to like find the energy and find the motivation to promote the song.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, in all honesty, I'm not really feeling it.
No.
I don't feel like I want to push. I don't really feel like, because I can put so much pressure on myself when I release a song to try and make a big splash. and, you know, try and make a big statement with it and try and get it out there so I can get as many streams as possible when it gets released and things like that. But with this one, I can't treat it like that. It's almost, it's too precious to push it in that way. And I'm almost just like, no, just gently release it. This is a gentle release.
I like that.
But I have had to find it within myself because I've been battling against time and, you know, battling against the way that I've been feeling, you know, on different levels. Like there's the emotions around the release because it's about my long lost grandmother who I'll never get to meet. After finding out she was a singer and she came to me in a dream and was singing to me, and then that's kind of how the song was born. But it was, I only found out about it, about her after my dad had passed away. So, like, it's all tied up with, like, the grief around losing my dad. So there's so many levels to it. And then just kind of being ill at the crucial moment as well when, you know, I should have been working, you know, in my mind, I should have been, hate that word, should.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I should have been working super hard to push. And then I kind of came to this gentle realization within myself of like, maybe I'm not supposed to push this. Maybe this is more personal. And maybe this isn't so much for the public. Maybe this is more just like for me to get the song out and for like my fans who, you know, have supported me. You know, since I started releasing my solo stuff, so maybe it's more for them. And so releasing it on Christmas Day feels sort of like a gift, really, to those people. So that's nice, but at the same time, it's just like I still feel that kind of like push pull within myself of like I should be doing more, but I'm not. But maybe that's okay. And then also like trying to like. Because I can't say nothing about the release. You know, I have to talk about it a little bit. So it's like trying to find that version of me where I feel comfortable and confident to be able to just say to people, hey, guess what? I've got a release coming out, you know. So, yeah, I've been having to push through.
Yeah, I'm glad you have been pushing through.
Thanks.
It is really hard, though, especially because it's so, so connected to you and your soul and your family, and it's a personal thing. It's a scary thing to show it, literally share your heart to the world.
Yeah, it takes you to a very vulnerable place.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I don't present as a vulnerable person really, but I do feel very vulnerable. Like I do, like I am actually naturally more shy than outgoing.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to be an artist and get your music out into the world, you're almost kind of forced to be more outgoing. It seems like a weird thing to say, especially as like I'm somebody who is, you know, often seen on social media. I obviously do this podcast with you. I do the radio show. I get out there and I perform. So I don't probably come across as a shy person, but actually underneath the bravado that I've had to build, I am actually a shy person. And in fact, when I started doing radio, what I loved about it was the fact that I wasn't being seen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like I felt like I was behind the scenes. And even when I started singing at quite a young age, I was working in recording studios in London. And I used to go into the vocal booth, but I would hit the lights. So I didn't mind if you could hear me, but as long as you couldn't see me.
Yeah,
you know, and then for some reason being in the darkness would bring out the voice, it would bring out my confidence. So, you know, so obviously I talked earlier about having done a confidence course. I've also read books about confidence. There's an amazing woman called Vanessa Van Edwards. She's written a book called Cues. She's got quite a lot of good videos on YouTube actually, where she talks a lot about body language and how to communicate well. And her, I really recommend her books actually. For somebody who's on the autism spectrum, it kind of helped me to read her books to sort of understand how to develop my communication skills with people. That's really helped me a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is there any suggestions that you could give people?
Well, if you are going to be on camera, one of the big suggestions that I always remember is to use your hands.
Mm.
Because people instinctively trust you when they can see your hands.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, and it kind of comes from, you know, sort of ancient hunter-gatherer times. If you couldn't see someone's hand, they could have been concealing a weapon.
Ooh.
So actually, it makes logical sense that our brains would feel more confident when you can see our hands.
Yeah, yeah, that makes total sense. It's interesting how far back the psychology of body language goes. Like, it speaks so much more than just words.
Yeah.
And there's also a way for, like, people, when you're speaking to people, it's really important to communicate that you're really listening to people. It allows people to feel accepted, yeah, feel heard. And just a simple way to do that is to slightly tilt your head.
Yeah.
Because it showcases that you're, like, really, like, attentively listening to somebody.
Yeah.
And just that alone just helps people feel more comfortable around you, helps people feel heard, seen. And just, like, little tricks like that will help, yeah, day to day.
Definitely. And listening is such an important skill that is so overlooked in conversation. And I think that is one of the other things that I really learned from Vanessa Van Edwards is just how important it is to demonstrate that you are listening to people. Mm-hmm. And you can do that by reiterating what someone has just said. And actually be thoughtful when you choose what to say as well. Mm-hmm. You know, like, we shouldn't always be in a hurry to speak when someone else is speaking. And quite often, you know, we can get excited and want to contribute to the conversation and feel like, you know, we kind of have to butt in, because if we don't butt in, then we don't get an opportunity to speak. But actually, it's so much more valuable to be a, mm-hmm, listener than it is to be a speaker.
Yeah, absolutely. With the amount of, like, content creation now, and, you know, a lot of our lives are lived through the digital realms where people are always talking or always, you know, creating things, always doing things, always doing that. Sometimes, like, you're right, sometimes it's just about being available to speak to listen, to, you know, give attention to the people that you know and you love around you, rather than always put in that energy into, like, the digital realms to people who you don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's important to really, like, especially when you're not feeling too good or you're not feeling your confident self, sometimes it's just about leaning on the people, the close people around you, and, you know, being available to listen and to really be attentive to those people.
Absolutely. Yeah. I couldn't have put it better myself. We are just going to go to a short break now, but we'll be back shortly. Stay tuned to the Persona Power Podcast.
Kwanzaa is a Pan-African, an African-American holiday that is a celebration of family, community, and culture, organized around seven fundamental principles, and is a seven-day holiday that begins from December the 26th and goes through January 1st. And it's 7 days to, in fact, teach the seven principles, okay, which are in Swahili and then in English: Umoja, unity; Kujichagulia, self-determination; Ujima, collective work and responsibility; Ujamaa, cooperative economics; Nia, purpose; Kumba, creativity; and Imani, faith. And so I created Kwanzaa for three basic reasons. First, to reaffirm our rootedness in African culture. Because even though we are African people, due to the Holocaust of enslavement, we were lifted out of our own history and made a footnote and forgotten casualty in European history. And so the struggle we were waging, as Cabral said, is to return to our history and to use it to enrich and expand our lives. Secondly, I created Kwanzaa in order to give us a time when we as African people all over the world could come together, reaffirm the bonds between us, and meditate on the meaning and awesome responsibility of being African in the world. And certainly it has flowered because of that. Because if you look at how it has grown, over 28 million people celebrate this holiday on every continent in the world, throughout the world African community. And the third reason I created Kwanzaa was to introduce and reinforce the importance of African culture and African communitarian values. And by communitarian values, I mean values that stress and strengthen family, community, and culture. These are our strength, and at the hub and hinge on which this holiday turned, of course, and the central values are the Nguzo Saba, which we said earlier are Umoja unity, Kujichagulia self-determination, Ujima collective work and responsibility, Ujamaa cooperative economics, Nia purpose, Kumba creativity, and Imani faith.
Parks CIC. Preventative and restorative counseling services in the heart of St. Paul's. Need to change patterns in your life? Are you stuck in the past? Do you feel no one is listening to you? Are you ready to dig deep into issues that stop you from living a regular life? And are you ready to explore those obstacles? Do you not have the support necessary to guide you through life at the moment? Then maybe counseling is for you. Confidential counseling is available from a culturally appropriate, qualified, competent counseling service right in the heart of St. Paul's. Email today, info@parkservices.org.uk. That's parcservices.org.uk, or visit the website parkservices.org.uk, or contact 131 Wilder Street, St. Paul's, Bristol, BS2 8QU.
Rose Green Centre and the BWIPCC once again cordially invites you to the annual New Year's Eve party on Wednesday, the 31st of December. Doors open from 8 p.m. till 3 a.m. with the first 30 guests receiving a free glass of rum punch. Expect the usual great entertainment, food and surprises on the night, plus the midnight balloon drop filled with alcohol-free shots, providing you with a musical selection will be Bristol's finest, DJ Scale and Gold Teeth. This is a ticket event only and can be purchased from the Rose Green Centre, or alternatively, contact Cindy on 0789 124 9812 or Elaine on 0794 993 3396. Dance your way into 2026 with the annual New Year's Eve party on Wednesday, the 31st of December at the Rose Green Centre, 65 Gordon Road, Whitehall, BS5 7BR.
From making an arrest,
I'm arresting your suspicion,
to a well-earned rest, in Dorset's great outdoors. Whether you're a career changer, a military veteran, or just finishing your studies, we're inviting you to join us and love Dorset. With an application buddy to help you and relocation packages for transferees, we welcome candidates from all backgrounds. There are four entry routes to suit your skills and experience, and you don't need a degree to start. Come to a good force, a great team, and the best place to live and work. Go to the Dorset Police website for the next steps. Join us. Love Dorset.
You're rocking with the best here on Ujima Radio, 98 FM.
Hi, I'm Mary Miner.
And I'm Meg Cox.
And you're listening to the Persona Power podcast
on Ujima Radio 98 FM.
Hello, welcome back to the Persona Power podcast with myself, Meg Cox.
And me, Mary Miner.
And today we've just been chatting and, you know, expressing how we've found the season challenging, how sometimes it's hard to get up and out and continue with lives when it's a little bit gloomy outside or we're not feeling our total selves. So we've been just chatting about how we can get up and about, and how, what tools that we have. How are you feeling now after our chat?
I love our chats. I always feel really good and wholesome after talking these things through.
Me too. I love it.
It's definitely a wonderful thing to be doing this podcast on Ujima Radio. I really enjoy it. And, you know, it got me out of bed this morning.
Mm-hmm.
It got me out of bed, even though it was dark outside. I managed to get in the car. I managed to demist the car.
Yeah.
And I managed to get here. And it's lovely to see you.
Oh.
We've cheered each other up with our colour schemes. And then just talking about the stuff that matters.
Absolutely. I totally agree. I also am appreciative of this podcast getting me up and out today. Appreciative of Ujima Radio for broadcasting us as well. But yeah, it always nurtures my soul, these conversations with you.
Yeah, me too. I feel nurtured, definitely.
Yeah.
But what's the conclusion to all this? I mean, we've talked quite a lot about how the importance of pushing through can actually help us and kind of make us feel better, make us feel like less negative, more positive. You know, how seeing people is important, how kind of dragging ourselves out even when we're not feeling it is important,
mm-hmm.
isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And knowing the tools that are around you that will help you feel better in the moment as well.
Mm.
You know, our clothing, colour, music, people, just things that you're doing, just like throwing yourself into events, throwing yourself into social situations when things can even feel and sound a little bit scary, is having that courage to get out and just do things. Because yes, rest is amazing and it's really important, but in gloomy days like there are at the moment, sometimes you've got to bring a bit of colour and vibrancy into your life through people, outfits, music, all of those things.
Yeah, makeup for me as well. That can really transform the way I feel. You know, when I've sort of been grotty for days and just haven't left the house, and then suddenly I'm leaving the house, it's like putting my mask on can actually really uplift me and make me feel like a bit better.
Yeah, that's a very good point, because I've just slapped on some lipstick today. That's all the makeup that I'm doing today. But even that just helps me feel a little bit more prepared for what comes in the day, you know?
Lipstick, you know, I'm really into anything that brings instant glamour, and lipstick is one of those things. But I think I have a little, you know, I don't just have one, but I have a few different baskets and boxes with instant glamour in, because for me, that one thing, like for you today, it's your lipstick and your shades. So it's two things. But for me today, it was my colourful scarf and my coat. But it's just like having those things that just bring the glamour, that can just transform you and just lift you up out of the doldrums where you were.
Yeah, they're such it's such important tools to have around us. Sometimes you got to also recognise what are the easy things around.
Yeah.
Because life can be hard sometimes.
I know.
And just getting up and out of the door can be a challenge. So it's about how you can make that morning transition easier. So like you said, with your lipstick, like I do with I've got pink aviator sunglasses on today, which means that I don't have to put any makeup on, and that's great. Lipstick and some aviator glasses and I'm done. Easy peasy.
Yeah, do you know what? I have such a good collection of sunglasses as well, because for me, and especially in the summer, sunglasses are just transformational.
Yeah.
You know, it can just really make me feel a little bit extra.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I also find that in some shops it's really bright, and I find just wearing sunglasses inside, yes, you look a little bit extra, yes, you might look like a celeb, but you know, it makes it just easier for me to be in there for long periods of time.
Yeah, because I'm quite light sensitive as well, so even on a cloudy day I can feel quite sensitive to the light, so that's why I have a lot of sunglasses. It really
maybe
helps.
I'm very similar to you.
Yeah.
All different shapes and sizes, colours, everything will go with my outfit.
It's just finding places to put them all.
Oh, my sunglasses end up everywhere, all over the house. So randomly there was a pair of my sunglasses in the bathroom the other day. I'm like, what was I doing? Why was I taking them off in there?
In the bathroom. I noticed them this morning, I was like, oh.
There they are.
Yeah, they could just end up anywhere.
Yeah. It's just wherever you declothe, it's done.
Yeah, exactly. But personally, I find that if I can push through, even when I'm not feeling it, that it can get me to the other side of depression, because I do tend to feel quite low, especially in the winter, with the seasonal affective disorder thing that I know a lot of people suffer from. And but actually making myself go out when I'm not feeling it can actually make me feel a bit happier.
Yeah.
So that's why I think it's super important.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it can feel like such an uphill battle in the morning, especially when you're feeling really low, and with seasonal affective depression, like everything feels hard.
Yeah.
But being up and about, there's so many opportunities for things to uplift your mood. And sometimes it's just about looking to the small things.
Yeah.
Like a really tasty cup of coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
Or the pink sunrise this morning was beautiful.
Beautiful, yeah.
So gorgeous. Like a really cozy jumper. A hug from a friend.
Yeah.
Just a smile from a stranger.
Yeah.
Like sometimes instead of looking at like the bigger picture of the day, it feeling really gloomy or it feeling you're feeling low, sometimes you just gotta like look to the little things that make you feel good. The song is your favourite song to listen to in the morning. Your favourite jumper, your favourite scarf that you're wearing, some little nutcracker earrings I'm wearing today. It just so cool.
And even just stepping outside for 5 minutes, yeah, you know, even on a cloudy day, if you can just step outside and just notice things.
Yeah.
Just notice a few things. There's always something to appreciate.
Yeah,
about
absolutely.
The world. Even though the world can be really cold and hard and there's been so many horrible things happening in the news mm-hmm. recently. Even in spite of all that, we can still find those small things to appreciate and enjoy and bring that love and appreciation back.
Yeah, absolutely. It can be like a lot of bad things are happening in the world.
I know.
And it's really hard to switch off from that, especially if like you are on social media a lot. Things yeah. do creep through, even if your algorithm is different or even if you try and avoid looking at those things, they do creep through. So sometimes it's all right to give yourself a break. Like at the moment, I'm not on social media like at all, just because I just can't do it. Every day is hard, just generally at the moment.
Yeah.
So, like, having to scroll through that and, like, absorb all of that negativity going on, I just can't. It's good to be open, be understanding and, you know what's going on in the world, but you don't always have to be there to absorb that.
And take also, it's not going to change anything, you absorbing it either. That's the other side of it. There's been so many negative things that, and especially sort of being at home, being ill and not having that much to do, or that, you know, not even having the energy. Like, sometimes it's nice to be at home because you've got the energy to do different things, but I didn't even have the energy to do anything. So I just ended up being on my phone, looking at news articles, and it definitely brought my mood down.
Yeah.
It really did bring my mood down. And, you know, I like to be aware, like you, of what's going on in the world. You know, I want to know. But the thing is, if we don't watch the news, when something important happens, we do find out,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
Someone will let us know.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, I think sometimes we have to put our mental well-being first and protect ourselves, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah,
we've
got to protect our peace. Always.
We do.
Always.
Oh dear, oh dear. I sound a bit croaky still after having the lurgy. Honestly, I had like stomach flu and cold and cough and just all of it. But it's kind of having this discussion today is making me think, do you know what? I do need to do something special. In fact, I'm going to do something special tonight. I'm going to go out tonight.
Nice.
Meet up
nice.
With some friends and go and see some music at the Old Vic. So they're doing a big band jazz at the Old Vic. So I'm going to go to that. That'll be amazing.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
And then I might even try and push through tomorrow and go to an open mic. I'm not sure if I definitely will, because I'm still a bit croaky. And when I go to open mics, I end up singing. And maybe I still need to rest my voice. We'll have to just wait and see on that one.
Yeah, just gauge it tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll gauge it tomorrow.
Yeah, just listening to how you're feeling and then make the decision then.
Exactly. But this has been a wonderful conversation today. Thank you, Meg.
Oh,
it's good to see you.
Thank you. And I hope the listeners resonate with some things that we've said. And I hope that... that helps and encourages you to get up, get out, and just enjoy life no matter how gloomy it is outside.
Definitely. And have a wonderful Christmas, everyone. And have a good New Year as well. We'll be back soon. Loads of love from us at the Persona Power Podcast.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Persona Power Podcast. I'm Meg Cox.
And I'm Mary Minor, and you can join us on Tuesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on Ujima Radio 98 FM.
You're rocking with the best here on Ujima Radio 98 FM.
This isn't the this is bullet. I just want back what I put into this, and then I'll keep moving. All of my chips on the table. I never got what I came for, not even till I am stable. I spend everything on you, spend my energy on you, put that loyalty on you. I ain't got nothing left, I'm in over my head. Now I'm barely breathing, you know you're the reason, just trying to break even. You must be used to me spending.
look, now my rent money do. I spent everything messing with you. Oh, said you win some, you win some, you lose. All I got is rent money do. Messing with you. I just want back what I came with. Ain't no sense throwing no shade. Pointing a finger and blame. I do the rest. Soon as we kiss, wasn't no even exchange. You treat everyone like they are famous. Every girl like she's the main chick. Amazing. I spend everything on you. Spend my energy on you. Put that loyalty on you. I ain't got nothing left. I'm in all. My head. Now I'm barely breathing. You know you're the reason. Just trying to break even. You must be used to me spending. Look now my rent money due. I spent everything messing with you. Oh, said you win some, you win some, you lose. All I got is rent money due. Messing with you.
Damn the rent money due. Tangeray spilling gin and juice. Feeling like I'm Snoop. Phone out. She recording just so she could get the proof. It was all good when we was in the mood, but I scratched that.